Kevin McCarthy, Republican majority will hold Biden administration accountable from day one. By Hannah Blow on December 7, 2022. Republican leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, on Wednesday made it clear that the forthcoming GOP majority in the U.S. House will hold the Biden administration and Democrats accountable from day one. From investigating the origins of the Chinese coronavirus to the Department of Justice targeting concerned parents to the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. You deserve to know the origins of COVID. You deserve to know why the DOJ went after concerned parents. You deserve to know why we failed to keep American lives safe in Afghanistan. On day one, a Republican majority will begin holding this administration accountable, McCarthy said in a viral social media post. McCarthy's vow comes as Republicans prepare to take back control of the U.S. House, with McCarthy likely at the helm, as he is expected to be elevated to the Speaker position. House Republicans nominated him last month after he bested Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, a former Freedom Caucus chairman. The House will vote on making McCarthy Speaker in January, when the Republican must garner at least 218 votes. This is not the first time McCarthy has previewed some of the agenda items of a GOP-led House. In August, McCarthy also promised that Republicans, with a majority in the lower chamber, would work to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci accountable. Dr. Fauci lost the trust of the American people when his guidance unnecessarily kept schools closed and businesses shut while obscuring questions about his knowledge on the origins of COVID, McCarthy said. He owes the American people answers. A House GOP majority will hold him accountable, he added. McCarthy's most recent vow, to investigate the origins of the coronavirus, among other things, follows the release of Fauci's November 23 deposition as part of the lawsuit lodged by Missouri and Louisiana against the Biden administration and federal officials over alleged collusion with social media companies to censor speech in regards to the Chinese coronavirus. Throughout his deposition, Fauci feigned ignorance, claiming not to recall answers to questions he was asked 174 times throughout and sparring over the definition of gain of function.